Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 51. Make the most of your 50 headlines. Hey, how's the challenge going? If you've just discovered the podcast and you haven't listened to the last episode, episode 50, which is called Stop Waiting for Last Minute Writing Inspiration, you might want to go back and listen. At the end, I issued a 50 headline challenge in honor of the 50th episode. Write 50 headlines in the week ahead. About a week has passed, and I've been hearing from people who took it on. 2 days after episode 50 went live, Kate Motong tweeted that she already had 23 of her 50 written. Jessica Van Rokel left a comment at the show notes saying she wrote 50 headlines in an hour. So people are doing the work and finding it fruitful. When I started, I thought 50 headlines or titles sounded like a lot. But once I got going, the ideas flowed, and suddenly 50 seemed well within reach. I'd take a break and I'd come back to it, and then boom, another batch would come to me. I counted up and realized I had hit 50 headlines easily. It didn't feel overwhelming at all, and I feel like I'm learning to make them stronger, clearer, and more specific. Are all 50 headlines usable? No, but some are, and I generated ideas I might never have arrived at had I not taken the challenge. Like so many things in the writing life, or life in general, I guess, the more you create, the more you learn, the better you get. And I really enjoyed the process, so I'm going to make this a regular challenge for myself, 50 headlines per week. But how do we make the most of our 50 headlines? Well, consider some ideas that have come from the challenge. The first idea is you could organize your subcategories to reflect your writing life. Maybe you'd like to create a category of headlines or titles that you would use for books, and another for articles, and still another for blog posts. You could organize based on topics you want to write about, picking from your five fat files. That's a concept I introduced in episode 36. So that's one way you can make the most of your 50 headlines, is to organize them in a way that you can really access them as needed. Another way to make the most of them is to zero in on one that shows promise and improve on it. Experiment with different ways to phrase that headline until you land on one version that has a great hook. Be sure to dive deep into topics by grabbing a headline or title that's pretty broad, and then generate subtitles, specific subtitles that naturally connect with or support or flow from that broad headline. This can begin to narrow your topic and help you generate a lot more content from one idea. And it might become something like a book. Your broad headline could be the book title, and all those narrowed, specific variations could form the chapters. Or maybe they could be turned into a blog series or article series. Or maybe you would begin to see the opportunity to pitch yourself as a columnist because of this flow of ideas. Another way to make the most of 50 headlines is to use the list as a set of unique prompts made just for you. And then when you sit down to write, you'll just pull up your list, pick a headline, and start writing. In fact, that's a natural follow-up to the 50 headline challenge I want to throw out to you. If you've got all these wonderful ideas, the next thing you can do is try to write something based on one of those headlines. Yes, don't hesitate to write a story, blog post, article, essay, or poem based on a headline or title you generated. It's up to you if you decide to continue writing 50 headlines per week, but I urge you, no matter what, to take time this week to open up a document and get to work on one of those great ideas you captured as a headline. Because those headlines came to you for a reason. I mean, something in you must want to write them, or they wouldn't have come to mind in the first place. And you could just read through the list and randomly pick one. Or you could read through your list and pick one that seems to have some energy to it. Maybe when you typed up a headline, you added a few little notes to the side of ideas that you could use to develop that into a story or article. Well, if so, you'd already have lots to work with when writing your draft. And the fact that the ideas came to you suggests a certain energy, and the writing will probably go really fast, so consider that. But you could pick a headline that just represents a topic or idea you feel passionate about. Maybe that's the one, because writing with passion engages us as writers, and usually the readers, too. Or maybe the headline is so clever, so memorable, so irresistible, it begs to have something written to give it a purpose. And so you take that on as a creative writing challenge. Those might point toward one particular headline on your list, but really it doesn't matter that much. There's no right choice here. Don't overthink it. Pick one headline, open a document in whatever program you use to write, and type your best version of that headline at the top of the page, and then write. Write the thing. Let that headline have a reason for being. Give it purpose. Give it meaning. Give it a form. Give it life. If you took the 50 headline challenge, pick at least one headline from your list and write. And that is how you make the most of your 50 headlines. If you didn't take the 50 headline challenge, that's okay. Write a headline right now, today, and then give that headline a reason for being. Give it a form. Give it life. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear or your inbox. Did you know I have a simple product you can purchase for about the same price as a specialty coffee? For $5, you can buy 52 creative writing prompts, a year of weekly prompts and exercises to boost your creativity. It's delivered to your inbox once a week. You can learn more at anncroker.com/52prompts. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.